Who are you and what brought you down to the Green Schools Conference?
I am the operations supervisor for Blue Skies Landscaping, which is a division of Walnut Way. And actually, Justin invited me to the conference. So I just thought it would be a good thing to come and do some networking.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm Kimberly Eubanks. And as Laura said, we work for Walnut Way Conservation Corp. And we have a growing youth leadership program where we work with teens for leadership in environmental studies and gardening. And so I came along. We've worked with Justin, and so we're here together.
Very cool. What are some takeaways you've taken from the conference so far, and what are things you're hoping yet to learn?
I guess I just didn't realize there were this many groups that were kind of doing somewhat the same thing. So there were a number of people that I already knew when I got here, but I have made several more new connections that I'm hoping to be able to come together to help us and help them.
Yeah, great networking opportunities to share what we do at Walnut Way Conservation Corp, and making the connections. We've been able to partner with other new groups and reconnect with some of the people that we already know. So it's been definitely awesome just sharing and interacting with others.
Talk to me a little bit about Walnut Way. What does Walnut Way do? Who are you connected with? And then pivot into talking about Blue Skies and how that works and who's involved in that.
Well, Walnut Way is a resident-led nonprofit organization, and we are into environmental stewardship, community engagement, outreach, and catalytic development. So those are the main areas that we do and work within the neighborhood. So we, as far as today with the environmental piece, like I said, I work with the growing youth leadership. We're teaching them to be future leaders in environmental studies, and to also give them leadership skills in working and training in this area, and then so that they can be future people that are in this field to be leaders.
And then talk to me a little bit about Blue Skies.
So Blue Skies, we try to employ as many residents as possible from the Lindsay Heights neighborhood. And really anybody that has any kind of employment barriers. So we do a lot of work with the city as far as maintaining the bioswales. We've helped install several of the strong neighborhood pocket parks. We maintain those. We do some residential landscaping. We have several Lindsay Heights residents that we do landscaping for. And I guess we're just trying to build people up into the workforce, and either they stay with us or they move on.
Yep, and you know, also too, we're a great resource for the community. We have our wellness commons,
yes.
Our phase one and phase two right there on 16th and North. And then we have all of our vacant lots that we've turned around to be either vegetable gardens or fruit orchards. So those are all of the great things, and we keep beautifying the neighborhood, and so that's what we're definitely known for as well.
Yeah. What are your personal professional trajectories that kind of led you to these roles? How did you come to be where you are now?
I'm going to answer that honestly for you, because I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember how I found Blue Skies. It just happened, and I interviewed, and now I'm here.
Well, I can say I learned about Walnut Way Conservation Corp back in 2008, 2009, when I was a part of a Marquette Future Milwaukee. And so I learned about it then. And then I think sometime like in 2019, someone had brought it back up. Like, oh yeah, I know Blue Skies, because they were known for their bees, their honey, and their peaches. You know, like now they've grown so much where they've added on the wellness commons for the community. They have phase one and phase two, so they have grown so much over the years. So I've always kind of had an interest, but I'm by trade as a HR person, but you know, just being in the environment, you know, working with Coalition of Lead Emergency with water, and just, you know, having the opportunity of working with the youth, with our growing youth leadership program, I think I'm sucked in, and I love it.
What have you noticed among those youth that you've been able to touch? Like, what are you have any anecdotal sense of like how this has been transformative for them?
I think it's been transformative to them to actually go through the entire process of learning about healthy foods, because some of the fruits that we have, they weren't even aware of, like our currant, jostleberries, you know, the cherry trees, really realizing that peach trees in Wisconsin, especially in Milwaukee, you know, in the Lindsay Heights neighborhood, you know, they're just really intrigued. So being able to start from a seed to see the plant grow, and then from it growing to harvesting it, to preserving it, then to taking it to the Fondue market to sell it and doing wholesaling. So getting the whole, I would say the entire process of starting from a plant to, you know, actually harvesting it and then selling it. So they learned a lot.
Here's a question I have for you, just a legitimate question, but maybe a laugh. How do you keep the squirrels away from those peaches?
You know what?
We don't really. And actually, they haven't, because I remember that first season I was here, we had a lot of them. And yeah, we haven't seen any, not too many anyway this year.
Right, so. Exactly. Maybe COVID scared them away, because and both Laura and I both started at Walnut Way
just before COVID
kind of really kicked in. She started in 2020, like probably March.
Yep.
And I started in November, December of 2019. So kind of there, then bam. So we're starting to kind of reopen things up, have more people in the center. So, you know, we're learning some new things as well.
Cool. Just because we will use this for watermarks, I want to ask you sort of an open-ended question. What is your relationship with water?
So, like I said, we maintain the city bioswales, which is rainwater management. It keeps the water out of the public sewers. Fondue's Farmer Market, we were a big part of the install of that. Which has a cistern under it, a bioswale, and a prairie. Ezekiel Gillespie Park also has a cistern, and Primordial Pavers, which we were a part of the building of that park. So we do, Cream City Farms. We also do the MMSD basins in the 30th Street corridor. That's huge stormwater management. I think that's about it, but that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Definitely connected with stormwater management.
Yes.
To green infrastructure.
Yes.
And it's all coming from Lindsay Heights.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, my experience with working with water, I'm associated with Coalition on Lead Emergency. So talking about the water, you know, as far as like through the lead paint, through the soil, and it's three things. The water, our pipes. How could I forget about the lead pipes? And then, you know, so then the homes in the area, because they're older homes, and just kind of having people have that awareness about the lead, and what, especially when you have children growing up in your homes, to make sure that you are getting your children checked on the input of leads. And then we also have given them like water filters to educate and increase the awareness about the lead in the water. So it's all very fascinating to learn that. And then like Laura said, when I went to Cream City Farms, just how, you know, catching the water, how it's draining. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know all that was in the ground. And all, you know, just learning more about water is just awesome.
Two more questions, kind of one moving in one direction, one in the other. Where do you draw sources of inspiration from? And if there was one thing that you would like to tell a young person about, like, about anything, what would you tell them? And you can take your time.
I guess I don't really know where the inspiration comes from, but, like, for me, just being outside and working outside with plants, trees, whatever, it's calming. I love doing it. I don't know where the actual inspiration came from.
I think my inspiration for it is when I had the opportunity to learn something new and how excited it made me, and then wanting to share that, and then actually, I think the planting, it's kind of like having like a kid or something that you grow, it's a part of you, and then to be able to see it, to nurture it and to see it grow is awesome, and then able to share the healthier foods with the community. You know, sometimes we live in places where there's food deserts, and to be able to introduce new fruits. I know last summer I fell in love with Swiss chard, which I had never eaten before. And I was like, oh, this kale is off the charts. This is awesome. So I think that excitement, you're always going to learn something. And learning never stops. And so in order to, when you're teaching someone, you have to teach them with letting them know, you have to understand you're going to have to learn to love to learn, because it's never going to stop. And that what inspires me. So when I get excited about something, I want somebody else to get just as excited about it as I am.
I guess part of it too is just the transformation. Mm-hmm. And every day, even if you're at the same site, it's something different.
Yep. And then when we're picking our cherries from our cherry trees, when the neighbors are like, those are really cherries? And like, mm-hmm. Yeah, so just being able to share the information with the community, it makes you feel good. It really does. And then they start thinking about healthier options even differently than what they had before.